This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the personal development and mental health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Michelle Van Naaman, a holistic psychologist, hypnotherapist, and success coach at Integrated Health Specialist. Integrated Health Specialist promotes a holistic approach to well-being, and Michelle provides a solution-based approach to improve health, happiness, and human potential. Michelle, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
So tell us, how is a holistic approach different to a conventional approach in mental health care?
Yeah, sure. Look, firstly, I guess there's so many aspects involved in answering this question. Let me start maybe by sharing a very simple quote that I love by Aristotle that addresses this question beautifully. And the quote is, "The whole is greater than the sum of the parts." So let me explain what I mean. I guess the best way to explain it is conventional approaches to psychology have developed from a primary focus on the study and explanation of the human mind and its functions, specifically through behaviours that can be observed, measured, and calibrated. And this usually involves reducing complex phenomena to the most simple and basic physical mechanisms that are in operation at the time and can be measured scientifically or at a scientific level. Whereas holistic psychology, on the other hand, examines the person as a whole with all the complexity and richness that it implies. So it integrates mind, body and spirit and takes into account an individual's experiences, emotions, choices and perceptions of the world. And these factors all need to be considered together rather than being broken down into separate components to enable an individual to fully understand their situation, the issues involved in that situation and all the different aspects of that, in order to really improve their quality of life. So let me further explain, I guess, by explaining this. The traditional allopathic or conventional medical model really focuses on symptoms, not the causes, but the symptoms. And it uses, of course, as we all know, a pharmaceutical approach or pharmaceutical active agents or physical interventions to treat or suppress symptoms. Or, you know, it really is all about, you know, fighting the symptoms or beating down the symptoms. Holistic practitioners, I guess we like to call it the Band-Aid approach. A holistic approach is different in that it explores the underlying thought processes, emotions, and behavioural patterns that are behind those symptoms. So holistic psychology takes symptoms, I guess, as a sign of dis-ease. And I know a lot of people have heard that that word said like that, dis-ease, meaning not at ease, at a deep inner level. And other disciplines are really called upon when appropriate, including real examination of lifestyle, diet, perhaps the need of supplementation, exercise or movement, maybe meditation, relaxation and so forth. And rather than adapting different patients to the same methods of treatment, you know, otherwise, I guess, known as the typical method of using antidepressants and so forth, as an example, holistic psychology examines individuals and applies methods tailored to their unique circumstances. So it's very much about exploring and understanding all the different aspects of that individual's condition and all of the different contributing factors that could lead to that condition. And most importantly, with a holistic approach, the client or the patient will be an active participant in the healing process rather than being a passive recipient of healthcare or pharmaceuticals. Because really, Eric, I guess to really explain this, from a holistic perspective, health is the ability to live to your full potential and is a state of balance that exists on three levels, and that's the mind, body and spirit. So applying the term holistic to concepts of well-being means that achieving and maintaining good health involves much more than just taking care of the various components that make up the physical body. So when concepts of holistic health are really put into practice, medical care really expands to encompass a really broad spectrum of therapies coordinated to meet the totality of that particular individual. So it's not just on the disease, but the whole person and all of the aspects of lifestyle for that person. So I guess the other thing I'd like to add is, from a holistic perspective, every illness or disease is actually a manifestation of unresolved or incomplete healing. So chemical, physical and psychological irritations create functional imbalances in a person's body, which if not corrected will lead to disease in some form. So the first step in successful treatment is really finding the true cause of the imbalance and then finding the least invasive therapy that can help the body restore balance and health. And most of our emotional problems are caused by unresolved negative experiences or events in our lives that continue to impact us at an unconscious level. So as we resolve that emotional baggage we're carrying, we'll have less internal conflict for our system to deal with, and really profound physical healings can occur as we're maintaining more balance in the body's energy system. So a holistic therapist, I guess, really sees the problems, both the problems and their potential solutions residing within the person themselves. And she or he sees treatment as a matter of tapping into those answers within rather than imposing resolutions from without. So it's really the role of the client is really about learning how choices, actions, attitudes affect their present condition physically, and how they can be a really active participant in the entire healing process. And there's so many more aspects I could go into, but I think that's probably maybe a little bit more than you need.
Well, certainly very helpful, and certainly appreciate your taking the time to go in depth there. What is a solutions-based approach, and how does this differ from other forms of therapy?
Yeah, look, solution-focused therapy is really an active, goal-directed and collaborative approach to therapy, and it focuses primarily on the present and the future. And focusing on the past only to the degree that's necessary for communicating empathy and really understanding the core of the client's issues. So solutions-based therapy focuses on constructing solutions rather than reflecting too long on the problems that brought clients to seek therapy. So it's very much about the understanding that problems are best solved by focusing on what is already working or what could work, and how a client would like their life to be, rather than focusing or reflecting on the past and the origin of the problems. Many forms of therapy, I feel, can get really stuck in dissecting and psychoanalyzing the problems, but fail to come up with practical solutions and strategies that actually make significant changes. And I hear that all the time from new clients that have worked with me for a little while. A solutions-based approach is directed toward developing and achieving a client's desired changes and positive outcomes as soon as possible. And this approach really challenges the all-too-common perception that people need to be in therapy for months or even years to actually experience significant results. So I guess that really sums up what the difference is between solutions-based and maybe other forms of therapy.
If you would explain how a psychological or emotional issue can actually affect the physical body, this would be good for the listeners as well.
Yeah, sure. I guess during the past 10 years, there's been a great deal of research showing how the mind and body respond to each other, demonstrating that emotional and psychological states translate into altered responses in the chemical balance of the body, particularly in the immune system. The emerging field of, and this is a bit of a tongue twister, of psychoneuroimmunology, known as PNI, really holds great promise in many ways, as it explains the connection between the mind and the immune system, incorporating methods to use the body's inherent healing abilities. Let's take stress for an example and look at it in simple physiological terms to try to explain this. Stress causes an increase in a hormone called cortisol and adrenaline, of course. But let's look at cortisol. Cortisol actually increases acidity in the body. Now, when I'm talking about acidity, I'm talking about the pH level of the body, so the acidity versus alkaline balance. So a more alkalized body is a healthy body. The more acidic a body is, the more unhealthy the body is. So cortisol increases acidity. Increased acidity leads to increased inflammation in the body. And of course, inflammation is the precursor for any illness and disease. It compromises the immune system and leads to increased probability of illness and disease. We just can't look at symptoms in the body without trying to understand the causes. It's like ignoring the hole in the leaking bucket. So we have to understand the connection between what's going on in the mind and the body. So stress is just a really simplistic way of explaining that. Understanding, of course, how much emotional impact and you know, psychological stress places stress on the body and how that then affects the body in a physical sense. So that's just one example to try to explain that link between the mind and how it impacts the body.
Today we are with Michelle Van Naman, a holistic psychologist, hypnotherapist, and success coach at Integrated Health Specialist here on eHealth Radio's personal development and mental health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Michelle, can you provide an example of how a holistic approach is applied when treating an individual for a mental illness, like, for example, depression?
Yeah, sure. A holistic approach to treating depression recognizes that mental health is influenced by the interactions between a person's lifestyle, choices, levels of stress, diet, exercise, their cognitive processing, and even spirituality. Whilst conventional approaches to mental health focus on treating the symptoms, a holistic approach attempts to identify and address the underlying causes of depression and aims to restore the natural balance of the body and mind. So holistic management of depression really recognizes that the mind and body communicate and interact with one another in a complex holistic system of biochemical, hormonal, as well as metabolic relationships. Let's look at, I guess, a basic definition and the difference with maybe how a holistic perspective defines depression. From a holistic perspective, depression occurs naturally when you've lost touch with what makes you feel fulfilled, and you consistently experience low mood, maybe find it difficult to experience pleasure or joy. You lose interest in life in general for long durations. Feeling low, disappointed, lethargic, apathetic, or being upset about something are in actual fact part of the normal ups and downs people experience in life. But the difference lies in its frequency, duration, as well as the degree or intensity. But it's how we cope with these feelings when we feel them that really counts. Allopathic or conventional medicine's approach to depression is to categorize a group of people together who all demonstrate similar symptoms, label it as an illness, depression, and give them all the same treatment generally, which is antidepressants. Firstly, this approach does not attempt to understand why these symptoms are present in the first place, nor what the root causes may be. So this approach really is a band-aid solution. On the surface, it may appear that the problem is resolved or they might feel a little better. But if you rip that band-aid off and take a deeper look at the root causes of the problem, you'll soon realize that the band-aid or the antidepressants are just covering up or masking the actual problems. And this is why so many people are afraid to stop taking their medications, because they fear that they'll go right back to how they first felt without them and nothing's really changed in regards to their life circumstances. So many people really become reliant upon them to function. Too often I see this leads people to feel totally disempowered and they fall deeper and deeper into depression and get stuck in this negative cycle. Secondly, we are all genetically different from one another with different environmental, social and lifestyle factors at play. So why should all of our treatment be the same? For example, one person's depression may be caused by a thyroid imbalance or perhaps a vitamin B deficiency, whereas another person's depression may be because they are very shy and suffer from low self-esteem and find it difficult to socialise, so they isolate themselves and feel lonely. There's two people with the same disease, same symptoms, but very different causes. So why would it make sense to have very similar approaches to treatment? So holistic treatment of depression with or without drug intervention can provide more long-term solutions for managing depression. Apart from psychotherapy, holistic management of depression also involves exploring and modifying lifestyle choices to treat and prevent the recurrence of depression, and the use of remedial interventions and supplementation perhaps. A holistic approach to mental health has the potential to really improve the quality of life and hopefully reduce reliance on medications. But Eric, I just want to make a really important note here, please, so listeners don't get the wrong message here. Please do not change or stop your medications without consulting with your doctor. This information is not intended to provide medical advice or a substitute for your doctor's advice. This is just hopefully to get people to maybe open their mind to maybe explore other options. But I just have to emphasize that point.
Certainly appreciate that. Now, shifting gears a little, you also specialize in weight loss, I understand. How are your weight loss programs different to other weight loss programs that are out there as options for the audience?
Yeah, sure. Well, let me first ask you this. Consider this. Do you ever find yourself eating when you're not actually hungry? Or do you use food as a source of comfort when you're feeling depressed, sad, anxious, or bored? Most people don't realise the extent to which our feelings can impact our eating habits. An occasional binge may seem harmless, but emotional eating can really escalate into serious health and weight issues and can become very difficult to control. Most weight loss programs focus on diet and exercise, but they often overlook what is the most potent weight loss weapon, your mind. Understanding the connections between your thoughts, emotions, and your eating patterns and behaviours will start to reveal some very important insights necessary to manage your weight effectively. So, becoming aware that emotional eating and binge eating may be a major contributor to weight issues is a great start. And if this is the case, we really now need to find constructive ways to cope with your issues in ways that don't involve seeking comfort through food, if you really want to achieve long-term results. And guess what? Diets are not part of the answer. Research and evidence clearly shows that no matter what your weight is, diets and deprivation actually make you hungry and create powerful cravings for the very foods you're trying to avoid. Diets do not address the causes and triggers of emotional eating and the psychological components of the eating behaviours leading to weight issues. So in our weight loss programs, clients have a team of three professionals supporting them and collaborating to get long-term results. They have a psychologist to work on the emotional and psychological barriers, a naturopath to understand and assist them on a biological level, and a health and fitness coach for their exercise and dietary management. We've seen some profound results, and our focus is really on making long-term lifestyle changes, lots of education and no diets.
And that's well said. I really appreciate your input. I understand you have a closing thought. So any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners along the lines of what we have been covering today, certainly would appreciate that bonus info.
Yeah, I guess I'd like to say to listeners, instead of just focusing on your current symptoms and trying to fix them with medications, commence an inner inquiry process to explore deeper. Perhaps start by asking yourself better questions like, why am I experiencing these symptoms? And maybe ask questions like, what could I change in my lifestyle, or what different choices could I consider that can help me to feel better? Once we commence a process like this of asking ourselves better questions, we can start to take responsibility for our current condition. And this is where our healing journey really offers a long-term positive outcomes for our health. I'd like to leave you with a Chinese proverb perhaps to consider. If you want to know your past, look into your present conditions. If you want to know your future, look into your present actions.
Michelle, thank you so much for the valuable information. If you would tell our listeners where they can find you online so they can be in touch and also get more information and take advantage of your coaching and all the services that you offer.
Yes, certainly. My website is www.integrated, and that's inter without the R, E-N-T-E-G, not inter, integrated health specialists with an S, .com.au. And I also offer Skype services, so if you're not in my local area in Australia, which I know many listeners aren't, I definitely offer Skype consultations as well.
And that certainly is a bonus without a question. Michelle, thanks so much for taking the time to join us from Australia this morning, and best of success to you, and look forward to another visit here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Michelle Van Naman, a holistic psychologist, hypnotherapist, and success coach at Integrated Health Specialist that promotes a holistic approach to well-being and also provides a solutions-based approach to improve health, happiness, and human potential. And once again, the website of reference is integratedhealthspecialist.com.au. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Personal Development and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.